For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you. Thank you, nephew. Subject, he had dinner at her house. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have a blended family, but my side has blended and his has not. His 12-year-old child said she didn't feel comfortable in our home, and we understand it because I have two sons. For the past year, she's done activities with us, and we pick her up and take her back home. Most of the time, my husband does things with her by himself, and he doesn't ask me and my sons to join them. My husband said he has to go the extra mile to make his daughter feel included, and that's fine with me. I always assumed when he said he was spending time with his daughter, they were out doing things together, not at his ex-wife's house. I called him one day while he was with his daughter and she answered his phone. I could hear him in the background saying to give him the phone. He got the phone and quickly said he'd call me back, and he hung up in my face. I called back and it went straight to voicemail. I texted and asked if he was all right. He texted back that he was fine. I called his daughter's phone to see if everything was really okay, and she said she couldn't talk to me because her daddy got mad when she answered his phone. She assured me that everything was fine. It's just that her dad didn't want me to know he was eating dinner at their house. She told me not to tell her dad that she talked to me, and I told her that I couldn't promise her that. My husband was over there playing house with his ex-wife and his daughter, but he swears it was a one-time thing and it will never happen again. If that's true, why couldn't he talk to me, and why did he tell his daughter not to talk to me? Does he think it is proper co-parenting, or does he take me for a fool? He was wrong for that. He was. I mean, most dads do like you guys were doing, picking the kids up from their mom's house and then dropping them back off. But no, not your husband. Mm-mm. He's all inside at the dinner table eating with them and everything. Wrong move, Dad. And if everything is fine and he was just spending time with his daughter, why didn't he answer his phone when you called? He could have told you himself that everything was okay on the phone. He panicked and made this way worse than it had to be by his guilty behavior. Now he's busted and is in trouble with you, and he lives with you, not his ex-wife. You're going to be calling him even more now, asking him more questions when he takes his daughter out. You're going to want to go with them. All of the above. I do want to say this, though. By his daughter talking to you and explaining to you what was going on and everything, that says the two of you have a pretty good relationship. So please try to keep that going, because it's not her fault. Your husband knew better than to be over there eating dinner. He knew you wouldn't like it. Didn't he think you might call or something? I mean, there's always that possibility. There's that. So now he's got to fix it, and I hope he does right by you and stop going over to his exes to eat dinner. Steve?
Well, now. You know, I kind of see both sides of this. See, he had dinner at her house. That right there, I can't do. I'm not having dinner at my ex's house under no damn circumstances. I'd be scared to eat food because I think she's still trying to kill me.
What? So, this is not about nobody's yo, trying
I'm
to
just,
kill
I'm
you.
I'm just saying why I can't go to none of my ex's house trying to eat. They trying to kill me.
Stop saying I'm that. Just,
you know, and I mean, you know, but you're better safe than sorry. It's what you need to start operating under. Here's the deal. Y'all got a blended family. But my side has blended and his has not. See, I don't think you understand what that means. See, his 12-year-old child says she didn't feel comfortable in our home, and we understand it because we have two sons. Okay, so now, if you understand that she don't feel comfortable because your boys is giving her the side eye for a number of reasons. So now this little girl just don't feel comfortable. For the past year, she's done activities with us. We pick her up and take her back home. Well, she don't live there. So you pick her up and take her back home. So he's co-parenting with this woman. Most of the time, my husband does things with her by himself and doesn't ask me and my sons to join them. My husband said he has to go the extra mile to make his daughter feel included, and that's fine with me, okay? All this is good so far. Always assumed that when he was going to spend time with his daughter, they were out doing things together, not at his ex-wife's house. Well, I would assume the same thing, too. Yeah. I wouldn't assume that he'd be over his ex-wife's house. Because, like I said, I can't go to mine.
Stop saying that.
I know. I'm not going to do that.
Finish your answer.
If they did welcome me over there, I think it would be to kill me. So why would I go?
Would you stop?
I'm just saying.
Please.
I called him one day while he was at his daughter, with his daughter, and she answered his phone. I could hear him in the background saying, give him the phone. He got the phone and quickly said he'd call me back, and he hung up in my face. I called back, and it went straight to voicemail. I texted, asked him, was he all right? He texted me back, said he was fine. So I called his daughter's phone to see if everything was really okay. Now, you ain't really called to see if everything was really okay. You was doing your investigative duty.
And?
I called his daughter's phone to see if everything was really okay. She said she couldn't talk to me because her daddy got mad when she answered the phone. What the hell you answer phone for?
I love the daughter. She told it all.
That ain't your phone?
Hello?
All right, hang on, Steve. We'll have part two.
Hello, hell.
Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he had dinner at her house. We'll get back into it right after this.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he had dinner at her house.
This man, he's got a daughter that's 12. He's remarried. The woman he married has two boys. His daughter, 12, she lives with his ex-wife. When she's time for him to get visitations, she comes to the house. Now, she done told everybody she don't really feel comfortable at the house. Because them two young boys who you ain't telling me their age is going, oh, okay, what's happening? I see you. What's up, little girl? Now, she uncomfortable. So now, they do spend some activities together, but he spends a lot of time with her by herself, and he says he's got to go the extra mile to make her feel special. You said you understood that. So sometimes they do stuff alone that don't include her and her sons. You got to understand that, too. I called him one time while he was with his daughter, and she answered the phone. I could hear him in the background saying, give me the phone. He got the phone and quickly said, I'll call you back, and he hung up in my face. I called it back. It went straight to voicemail. So I called his daughter's phone to see if everything was really okay. That ain't why you call. He was doing some investigation. She said she couldn't talk to me because her daddy got mad when she answered the phone. She assured me that everything is fine. Everything okay? Mama J or whatever she called her, or just a lady. It's just that her dad didn't want me to know to eat dinner at her house. And I told her that I couldn't promise her that. And my husband was over there playing house with his ex-wife and his daughter. But he swears it was a one-time thing and it'll never happen again. If that's true, why couldn't he talk to me? And why did he tell his daughter not to talk to me? Does he think this is proper co-parenting or does he take me for a fool? So now, here's the problem we have in this letter. I've read the whole thing to you. Here's the problem. The man has a daughter that's uncomfortable at the house. She has said this, so he spent some time alone. Now, the time alone, the wife is assuming they going somewhere in an activity. Mm-hmm. But she called his phone. Mm-hmm. The little girl answered the phone and said, no. Hi. Hold on. Give me the phone. Pick up phone. Hello? Baby, is everything okay? Yeah, everything fine. Click. Mm. So she called right back. It go to voicemail. He turned the phone off. Because he don't need this information out. She called the little girl's phone and say, is everything okay? Yes, Mama J, everything is just fine. You don't have to worry about it. So she said she couldn't talk to me because her daddy got mad. She assured me everything was fine. It's just her daddy didn't want me to know he was eating dinner at their house.
He told everything.
Now, like Shirley said, you got a really cool relationship with the girl. But then she is a girl now. Was she telling you this to make you feel reassured? Or was she to being a little girl and going, I got some information for you, though.
She's just 12.
12-year-olds are slick now. These kids nowadays, they know what trouble is. They watch all the Housewives shows. They know how to start stuff. She told me not to tell her dad. She talked to me and told her I couldn't. I told her I couldn't promise that. See, that's women for you right there. The little girl told you a secret and asked you, please don't tell my daddy that I talked to you. I told her I can't promise you nothing because I'm a girl, too. And damn it, since we telling stuff, we gonna all be telling stuff. See, that's why. That's why, man, she should have said, okay, I'm not gonna tell her. And then just found a slick way to bring it up to your husband. So, baby, when I called you and you hung up, where were you? You didn't even have to involve the little girl anymore. I can't promise you I won't say nothing. No, yes, you should have. See, that's how you have trust with your kids. You got to create trust. But if they think they can tell you something, you go and run and tell it, how many times you think she's going to be honest with you now? So
whose side you on?
Yeah, and then, like Bishop Bronner said, you have to be careful with a person who is playing a victim of a circumstance they created themselves. So ain't no need of your daddy talking about no. What you give her the phone for? What you do that for? Dog, why you got this 12-year-old involved in your mess? You know your wife would not approve of you having dinner over your ex's house. But you gonna go over there and then let your little girl and then answer the phone talking about I'll call you right back. You should have stepped outside and started your life. Where y'all at? We at Chuck E. Cheese. And why you outside? Cause it's noisy as hell in there. Let me talk to her. She playing with some friends.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, he messed that up for himself. He did.
So was that the second half of my letter?
Yes. Yes. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter.
Nothing else to say.
Steve, you ran out of gas.
Damn, Steve dog, Harvey, you in FM trouble.
On Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.